we lived there for a while. And then my second little girl come. Well, that we had doors, one right behind, straight on back was the shot. That was the only one. And behind the kitchen, they had added a bath and they had a tin roof. Well, that was really something. In the wintertime when you'd be taking a bath. Oh, and you'd have the heat. We only had a little gas heater, you know. And then from the cold outside and trying to heat it up on the inside, and it would sweat and the water would drip on your back when you were in the bathtub. Oh, honey, I'm telling you, the noise, you'd have to keep the bathroom door shut because from the rain, you know, pounding on the tin roof, it really was something.
Talking about things that you'd have in the house, this thing here is called a...
They bought that for their father for a gift. I guess you call it an easy chair, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Because you see, you sit in it and the foot comes out. And you know, you go, it's a reclining chair, that's what you call them. And so,
what about this here? What would you call this?
This is a sofa, we call it a sofa.
Do you ever hear any other names for sofa?
Yeah. A couch?
What do you think of as the difference between those two?
Honey, I really couldn't tell you what's the difference.
How did y'all heat the house?
Well, that's a very interesting thing. We used to have gas heaters that you'd sit. You see, these fireplaces never did work. Mm-hmm. Now, you ordinarily burn coal in those. They have a grate. And it sits in there, and you ordinarily burn coal or wood or anything you want. That's the way you would heat. But when my mother bought this place, it never had all that. It seems like the people previous had never used it or had it taken out or something. So, and we never did have the use of a fireplace. And so we had bought gas heaters that would sit in front of there, and then they would pipe them up, you know, run the pipe down under the house and connect them to the gas. And that's the way we used to heat. And till now, 25, 30, 40 years ago, I guess, we're in this house now 51 years. But those floor furnaces are that's the way we heat now. We have one here and one in the hall. And it really does a very good job, you know. But we don't have any heat up in the front rooms at all. Unless we'd use one of these little electric heaters, you know. But because we don't sleep with heat.
Upstairs?
Yeah.
You have electric blankets or something? I'd freeze. You just kind of hurry downstairs in the winter, huh?
Well, you see, these floor furnaces, the one in the hall now, you can set it to come on at a certain time, you see. And it don't take too long for it to heat up like that. That's to say you're very fortunate having not to have to build a fire and everything else, you know, like that. But then we have a small heater in the bathroom, a very small heater. We've got that. Oh, I don't know, it's an iron heater. And you have to be very careful with it because it's about to